succorer of many. Romans 16 verse 1 to 5. Phoebe is a patroness. She is a defender and helper of the weak, including the Apostle Paul, who has been blessed by her generosity. This is the meaning of the word succorer. The Apostle Paul commends her to the church in Rome. Indeed, when one is traveling, it is most comforting and reassuring to know that there are friends in a faraway land who will help you. It makes one's journey that much more pleasant. The Apostle Paul has many co-laborers in the gospel. He has many friends. And that is a picture for the Church of Jesus Christ. That when we serve God, when we come into the family of Christ, there are many friends, succorers, people who would be willing to come to our aid, to help us, to comfort us, to reassure us, friends, genuine friends, true friends, one who love and not expect anything in return. This was what the Apostle Paul experienced as a man who gave himself to serve Christ after he met Christ on the road to Damascus. In our pastoral, we have written there the life of the Apostle Paul, conversion and call, how the Lord called him and how the Lord caused him that to serve him. And it was recorded by George Peters concerning the life of Christ when he wrote, "The call of God is a challenge to a life of sacrifice, loneliness, privations, and hardships that will deplete the physical strength, imperil bodily health are included in the call of God. Comforts and conveniences, homes and relationships must become secondary to the call of God. Lord may require the sacrifice of health and life. Such is the challenge of the call of God." And the Apostle Paul sets for us that example. And he tells us that he could not have done so had it not been for the people of God, those who were there at hand to help him, to aid him. Phoebe was one of those which he commended as a servant of the church at Sancrea. And to write so that the believers would receive her, assist her in whatever business that she has need of, because she was one who loved the Lord and served the people of God. There is always a blessing to know that there are others who are touched by God's love through Jesus Christ, who will also do good for others without expecting anything in return. Well, we may be able to say that. There are those who love the church, and therefore we are able to do what we are doing today. Right, even this little thing here that enables you to hear the preaching of God's word so clearly came from someone who said somehow the voice is not so clear in the recording. And can it be made clearer? I said, can. Well, this was it. And the person says, let me know where I will get it for you. Well, that's how our sound system improved, because there was someone who cared, someone who was willing to sacrifice something of their own so that we may be helped, that we may be comforted without expecting anything in return. How wonderful is this Christian fellowship, the Christian love? It's so wonderful, isn't it? And that's what the Apostle Paul experienced. Men and women touched by the love of God. So many. And that's why the church thrived amidst the persecutions that took place in the Roman world. Most difficult. And yet, the people of God persevered on. The Apostle Paul has many co-laborers in the gospel. He has many friends who share the same burden to advance God's kingdom. And we thank the Lord that we also have many friends who share the same love to advance God's kingdom. People who we may not know, and out of the blue, they would send a message of encouragement. Out of the blue, well, we said God's appointment to help us. You know, our message here is beam abroad. And we thank the Lord. There are those who are abroad that is able to receive our broadcast. And there are those who are abroad who did not forget the labor of love of the people of God here, week in, week out, day in, day out. And they remembered us, and they showed their love for us. They showed their support for us. There's always a blessing to know that there are others touched by God's love to do good for others. Thank God for believers who will always be on the lookout to bless God's people. It is such a comfort and encouragement to experience hospitality and practical help for such ones. It warms the heart. It strengthens the hand of the receiver. And also, do good to the giver. You know, sometimes we think that the receiver is the one that is blessed. But Jesus says that it is more blessed for he that gives than he that receiveth. Why is that so? Well, it has to be experienced. The giver is more blessed than the receiver. Well, that's what Jesus said. It is more blessed to give than to receive. May God endow His people with His love to bless others for His glory and honor. Then there is Priscilla and Aquila. Paul says, for my life laid down their own necks. They were selfless and sacrificial, who co-labored with the Apostle Paul in the advancement of God's kingdom. Their love for God and His people was so clearly demonstrated that they were willing to risk even their lives for the sake of the well-being of other Christians. How blessed it is. The Apostle Paul is thankful for such friends. Are you not thankful that we are not, when you are not well, someone comes to visit you? When you're not whole, someone comes and pray for you. Paul is thankful. For the work of the gospel require him very often to be physically abused. He suffered greatly for the Lord's sake. And there were those who nursed him, helped him. Priscilla and Aquila were such ones, co-labored with the Apostle Paul to advance God's kingdom. Their love for God and his people were clearly demonstrated, that they were willing to risk even their own lives for the sake of other Christians. Do we love ourselves more than we love God? Well, here you see Priscilla and Aquila, who have for my life laid down their own necks, and to whom not only I give thanks, but also all the churches. Acts 18, verse 1 to 3. After these things, Paul departed to Athens and came to Corinth and found a certain Jew named Aquila, born in Pontus, lately come from Italy with his wife Priscilla. Because that Claudius has commanded all Jews to depart from Rome. There was persecution, you see. So Aquila and Priscilla came to Corinth, escaped to Corinth, and he was of the same craft, and he abode with them and wrought, for by their occupation they were tent makers. So they became good friends, and they were of the same trade, and so they were able to sustain themselves. They became traveling companions too. Acts 18, verse 18. And Paul, after this, tarried there not yet a good while, and then took his leave of the brethren and sailed thence to Syria, and with him Priscilla and Aquila, having shown his head in Cenchrea. For he had a vow. Well, it was at that time that he has chosen that he would return to Jerusalem. He would observe the Passover. And it was there that he would also receive threat of persecution to his life. Aquila and Priscilla were very well grounded in the scriptures to help the preacher Apollos. You see, how can we be useful for the Lord except that we be equipped in the scriptures, except we know the will of God, except we know what God wants us to do? And therefore, we need to take time to cultivate our own souls, you see, so that our hearts will be prepared, attuned to the will of God, to do the command of God, the commandment of God. And it's so wonderful, this couple, Priscilla and Aquila, verse 24 and to 26 of Acts 18. And a certain Jew named Apollos, born at Alexander, an eloquent man and mighty in the scriptures, came to Ephesus, This man was instructed in the way of the Lord, and being fervent in the Spirit, he spake and taught diligently in the things of the Lord, knowing only the baptism of John. And he began to speak boldly in the synagogue, and whom, when Aquila and Priscilla had heard, they took him unto them and expounded unto him the way of God more perfectly. They were well versed in the scriptures. It was recorded that the church was set up in the home of Aquila and Priscilla. The churches of Asia salute you, Aquila and Priscilla, salute you much in the Lord with the church that was in their house. You see, at that time, congregations meet in homes. It's not like we have now where there are churches that are established with its individual settings and buildings and auditoriums to meet. The early church met in the home. Thank God for co-laborers in the gospel ministry, administering blessing to others by their loving care of God's people. Then there is also Epaphroditus. The Apostle Paul greets him, one whom he loved dearly in the Lord, one who loved the Lord. This was one of the first converts from the Apostle's ministry in Achaia. Indeed, God manifests his presence and power of the Apostle to bless his spiritual endeavor in the preaching of the gospel by opening the spiritual eyes of this man. He was not only converted, but now he is a thriving Christian, serving the Lord. This man, Paul salutes. It is a joy each time he recalled God saving and blessing this man. And that's the joy we have in the Lord. When the Lord uses you to witness to someone, and over the years the person has grown and come to love the Lord even more, is so heartening, isn't it? To see this, and Paul described that joy that he has in this man, my well-beloved Epaphroditus. Paul revealed the work of God's grace that led to the founding of Gentile churches when he wrote in 1 Thessalonians 2 verse 9 to 13. He says, "For ye remember, brethren, our labor and travail, for laboring day and night, because we would not be chargeable unto any of you, we preached unto you the gospel of God. Ye are witnesses, and God also, how holily and justly and unblamely we behaved ourselves among you that believe, as ye know how we exhorted and comforted and charged every one of you, as a father doth his children, that ye walk worthy of God, who hath called you into his kingdom and glory. For this cause also thank we God without ceasing, because when ye received the word of God, which ye heard of us, ye receive it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth the word of God, which effectually worketh also in you that believe." It is a truly blessed journey, laboring in the gospel work. May the testimony of the Apostle Paul encourage us to follow his train in service. A succorer of many. What a good phrase and term to describe the active work of the Christian in the lives of his people. May the Lord bless you this new week as He gives us new encounters, new opportunities for service. Let us pray. Father, we thank Thee for Thy word. Strengthen us in our study today of the many friends of the Apostle Paul who encourage him in the ministry of the gospel. O Lord, we thank Thee for sending help, sending men and women of faith who would co-labor. O Lord, we bless Thee and we bless them for Thy own name's sake, for Thy own honor and glory. This we pray and ask with thanksgiving through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.